This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you up in our sovereignty, thy mighty hand today. Just a thank you and a praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just a thank you and a praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is done, and will do this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, precious Father, as I get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and one difference of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross here this night. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in, like a resting man, lead God, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Hebrew, the book of Hebrew, chapter 2. Verses 1 through 4, the book of Hebrew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And the word of God reads, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we had heard, lest at any time we should drift away. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy, according to his own will. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. This relationship I want to talk about, do not neglect Christ's message of salvation. Take heed to what you hear. Hallelujah. People of God, hell is undoubtedly full of people who are not actively opposed, who were not actively opposed to Jesus Christ, but who simply drift into damnation by neglecting to the response of the gospel. So we as born-again believers of Christ, we have to be very careful and cautious about what we hear and what we heard, that we be quick to respond to it, especially when the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached Beloved, there are people who know the truth, who even believe the truth, who are well aware of the good news of salvation provided in Jesus Christ. But they never are willing to commit their lives to Jesus Christ as being the author and finisher of faith. So they simply just drift away on passing the call of God into eternal damnation. Yes, child of God, neglecting the truth of the gospel and falling into sin will usually have consequences from earthly problems to the loss of eternal reward. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. Child of God, believers of Christ, neglecting the truth of the gospel and of the faith and falling into sin will always have consequences from earthly problems to the loss of eternal reward. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abided on him. So don't neglect Christ's message about salvation. Take heed to what you have heard. You see, the message of salvation was proclaimed, announced publicly, not only by Jesus, but also in 2021. It is being passed along by those who personally witness his ministry, and it's still the word of God still stands in 2021. So believers in Christ, since Jesus is God's message to mankind, ignoring him will bring disaster and consequences in our lives. Yes, we all will have a decision to make on whether to accept the message that is said or to reject the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when it comes to talking about salvation. You see, some people have a careless, passive attitude of neglect. Sometimes when people hear about the gospel, they may get a little bit upset because their demons have been disturbed in their lives. So, beloved, people of God, don't neglect so much a great salvation. Don't neglect being loved by God. Don't neglect being forgiven and accepted, protected, strengthened, and guided by Almighty God. Don't neglect the self-sacrifice of Jesus' life on the cross. Don't neglect the indwelling Holy Spirit and the fellowship and friendship of a living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't neglect the full and free access to the throne of grace. Child of God, don't neglect so great a salvation, because if you do so, you will not escape from judgment. You see, people of God, being a Christian is a very serious commitment and business. So we should be very happy in our Christian walk in our great salvation that we have experienced. So as people of God, believers in Christ, the Bible says in Hebrew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, therefore we ought to give the most and more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them drift away. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience, receive a just recompense of reward. You see, the scripture let us know here, and it's addressed to Christians, originally to the Jews first, who had been saved. But now it is addressed to all Christians throughout the world, anywhere and everywhere. Verse 2 here directly speaks about drifting away. This is not about drifting away from being saved. No, but it is talking about drifting away from the benefits and blessings of salvation. Child of God, it is about drifting away from being the salt of the earth and the light of the world that we are called to be. So people of God, give heed to what we hear, to what we heard. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Brothers and sisters in Christ, every time we approach God's word, whether by hearing a sermon preached or by reading the word of God, or however it may happen, we need to give the most earnest heed to what is being said. Yes, we must pay much attention, close attention to what we have heard, lest at any time we may drift away from it. Beloved, there will be no escape for any of us who neglect so great of a salvation. Child of God, to neglect our great salvation is to come into judgment, and there will be no escape. See, God is a merciful God. He is a good God. He sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. But God is a loving God. He extends grace and mercy upon our lives each and every day. He loads us down with benefits, and we are thankful and grateful for it. But don't neglect Christ's message about salvation. Take heed to what you have heard. You see the word neglect here? It means to fail, to carry out an expected or required action through carelessness, or by doing it intentionally. Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 10, the 8th clause of the verse says, whatsoever we attempt to do, we must do it with all of our being. Child of God, when you accept a responsibility, especially in the Lord's kingdom, you must see it to completion, and do not look back with regrets. Because the Bible says that once we put our hand to the plow and we look back, we are not fit for the kingdom of God. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, because our neglectful attitude can cause us to be cast out. So, beloved, there are direct consequences dealing with neglect. Because of neglect, man soon forgets about God. Because of neglect, man pushed, hallelujah, God to the side and get back involved in selfish desires. Because of neglect, man soon forgets how good God is. People of God, when we neglect, hallelujah, the opportunity for Bible study, when we neglect God's command to study his word, we position ourselves to be let down. We position ourselves to fall back into sin. Because God has given us his word. The Bible says, hallelujah, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Studying God's word is a must that we must do on a daily basis. Studying God's word will help us to gain of the mystery of the kingdom of God. Study his word. And as a result of this, hallelujah, we will be wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, as we study the word of God, we should apply both the spiritual and literally principles of interpretation of God's word in our lives. People of God, if we desire the will of God in our lives, we must regularly and systematically interpret God's word according to its proper meaning. See, here in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 6, the 8th clause of the verse says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Here we see through the prophet Hosea and God's word is letting us know that we as God's people, we are destroyed for lack of knowledge because of us not wanting to gain knowledge, because of us not studying the word of God for ourselves. Here God says, thou hast rejected knowledge of the word of God. And because of this, I will also reject thee. Yes, it's good to stay in right standing with God. But we all must press through. We must press on in a determined way to go on to gain knowledge of the word of God so that we'll be able to, God be able to use us as his vessels to speak as a mouthpiece, use our hands and feet. But we must be reading, studying, memorizing scriptures on a daily basis, so that we can be a mouthpiece for the Lord. So child of God, neglect, it causes spiritual deficiency. It causes us not to grow on a spiritual basis. And God desires for every man, woman, boy, or girl to grow in the things of God. Forgetting God and neglecting to study his word, it will cause us to eventually disobey or outright reject him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it will cause us to eventually disobey or outright reject God and be lost eternally. And in the end, it will produce anguish that will last for eternity. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, for us to make time on a daily basis, have a time of devotion, a time of reading God's word for ourselves, not waiting until Sunday morning or midweek service. No, getting into the word of God, searching the scriptures for yourself. Also, beloved, our neglect in studying and applying God's word, it will influence others to do likewise. And there are people that is watching our life. If you say you're a Christian and you have that label applied to your name, people are watching to see how you will react in trials that come your way. So it's very important, my brothers and sisters, to know the word of God for yourself. For the Bible says, for us to try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if they are of God or not. That's why we have to study. Shall self-approve one of God. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rather divided the word of truth. So people of God, the poor and needy goes without when we neglect our responsibility as people of God in doing the Lord's work. Yes, Jesus died for us. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So we owe God that much to do what he has assigned us to do. The ministry that he has entrusted to us is our responsibility to go beyond the four walls of a building into the byways and the highways to compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says, in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Yes, if you want to make an impact on a spiritual basis, let your life line up with God's will. Let your life be a beacon, a light in this dark and sinful world that we are living in. So believers in Christ, sometimes as individuals, we become negligent, failing to take proper care in doing something that is worthwhile because we no longer are interested in the task at hand. You see, our zeal is gone. And then because of this, we become double-minded. Well, the Bible let us know that a double-minded person will not receive anything from God. God wants us to be on fire for him. He wants us to be about our Father's business. Because see, we must work while it is day. Because night comes when no man, woman, boy, or girl. So beloved, it is important for us as individuals to consider our walk with Christ. Child of God, you can overcome neglect by performing a personal examination of your heart in all areas of your life. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. So pray to God, our Father, pray to him for strength and wisdom on how to overcome the problem of neglect. Make sure, do it quickly and in a hurry, because action is the key to victory. Yes, we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, but our walk with Christ has to be a wholehearted, committed one. Bible says, hallelujah, for us to spend time daily meditating in God's word. Yes, meditation will help us to be focused on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So take heed to what you have heard. Is the key to victory. Yes.
What? set the captives free. Oh yeah, you're worthy. Oh,
God is good and worthy to be praised. He's worthy. He's worthy tonight. He's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Hallelujah. Again, tonight we are thankful and grateful for everyone that has tuned in. For those that would be tuned in at a later date, we just thank God for you and your family. We pray that God's blessing will be upon you and whatever you are believing God for. We come in complete agreement with you as long as it's in line with the word of God. And the Lord will move on your behalf. And he's working things out in your favor. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. So again, we thank you. We thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule, amen, to just to call in and hallelujah, and just be attentive to what, to listen to what the word of God is saying. Rather that you just continuously pray for us, amen, that God will just bless you in a tremendous way. So again, today, tonight, we are talking about, amen, praise the Lord, God is good, to not neglect Christ's message about salvation, but to take heed to what you have heard, which is very important, especially in 2021. Even though we're still in a pandemic, God is still, he still sits on the throne, and he's still in the miracle working business. Amen. Here we see in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But here's the light. Is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we must be very careful about the danger of turning from Christianity. You see, believers in Christ, you need to take this heed to warning to your heart. Yes, we live here in 2021 in a different time and in a different culture compared to when the word of God in the scriptures that I read was talked about by Jesus. But it's still God's word is settled. God's word don't change. It is the way to settle, because the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever. The danger of turning from Christianity is still real today. Again, we are reminded of what Hebrew chapter 2, verse 1 says. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away from it. Behold, beloved, you see, chapter 2, it begins with therefore, or for this reason, by telling us that that chapter 1 of Hebrew is the reason for this duty on our part. Because God has spoken by his Son in the last days. And because he is the creator and sustainer, the owner, the ruler, and redeemer of the world, and above all angels, we must give the most earnest heed to the things we have heard. So, beloved, in the Christian life, we must go on by listening to God's word in Jesus. And we must do this very closely and carefully. Give our very close attention to what is being said and to what we have heard. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. Consider Jesus. Listen to him and focus in on him. Don't neglect Christ's message about salvation. In faith, we believe. In faith, we confess. By grace, we are saved. So, beloved, it is so important for us to look on to Jesus Christ as the author and finisher of our faith. Beloved, major defection from Christianity, it does not happen overnight. Usually they are preceded by neglecting the Christian discipline in our lives. For example, having a lack of Bible study in our houses or even our place of assembly, neglecting prayer on a daily basis, neglecting church attendance when the doors are open, and so forth. So, believers in Christ, if we do not listen earnestly to Jesus and confess and consider him on a daily basis and fix our eyes on him hourly, then we will not stand still. We will go backwards. We will drift away. You see, drifting is a very deadly thing in our Christian life. And the remedy to this is to pay close attention to what you have heard. Not just being a hearer of the word of God, but being a doer of God's word. Yes, child of God, failing to pay close attention to God's word and the drifting will result in neglecting a great salvation. You see, Jesus, he is the centerpiece of our faith. To endure, we must consider him. To go on, we must focus on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We must consider, which means to think about something by taking time to observe it very carefully. To consider something, it requires time, and it also requires on our part. So, men and women of God, let's take heed to what we have heard. You see, don't drift away from the occupation, from the occupation, from the opportunities that God has given. Yes, we must seek the Lord while he may be found. We must seek him with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Excuse me, and everything else shall be added to us. So therefore, according to what the scriptures have said in Hebrews 2:1-4, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should drift away. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and obedience receive a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us take heed to what we have heard. Let us not drift away. Let us be steadfast, unmovable in the things of God. You see, again, there is a danger of not taking God's word seriously. Beloved, it is responsibility as a child of God to pay close attention, to listen to what God's word is saying. In the book of Colossians 2:8, it says, beware lest any man spoil you through worldwide and empty deceit according to the tradition of men, after the basic principles of the world, and not after Christ. For people of God, we must take God's word very seriously, lest we should drift away. As a believer in Christ, you need to anchor yourself to something on a spiritual basis so that you don't drift away. Yes, we as followers of Christ, we need to be very careful not to pass by the only harbor of salvation that God has provided for us. Taking heed to what we have heard, again, is our responsibility. It is important that we hear the message of salvation that God has provided for us. Bible says in the book of Romans 10:16-17, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So people of God, once we have heard about God's word concerning salvation, it is very dangerous not to act on what we have heard. You see, the decision is made on an individual basis. It's yours to make. When we hear the word of God, when we hear the Lord speaking through his messenger, then we have to choose, make a choice, either to listen to the message or not to listen to the message. Or we can read a passage of scripture and choose not to apply it to our lives. But when we do this, we become rebellious to what the word of God is saying. So make sure you don't drift. Make sure you don't pass up your opportunities to come to Christ. Yes, it is your responsibility to not suffer shipwreck in your faith, to not suffer backsliding in your walk with God. See, the word says in 2 Peter 3:14 and also verse 18, it says, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blemish." Verse 18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen." Beloved, take heed to what you have heard. Don't drift away from the opportunities that God has given. Word says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:17-18 said, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." My brothers and sisters in Christ, the question may be asked, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You see, the word, again here, neglect literally means to make light of, to recognize something, but to ignore it totally, to fail to do what is required of you. You see, the word of God, it reveals to each person that is on a collision, a course with God's judgment. God will always, he makes the way for us, but it's up to us to take heed to what he is saying. We know according to the word of God, it says Jesus Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the life. So there's no debate on it. It's a fact, and it's a proven one. So take heed to what you have heard while we are here on this earth. Take heed to listen to what the man of God or the woman of God is preaching, especially for this spiritual season that we are living in. Your heart desire should be to hunger for the word of God, to take heed to what is saying that's in line with God's will in our lives. Bible says that in the book of Hebrews 9:27, if we don't take heed to what it's saying, what it said, we can't escape the judgment that is coming. Because Hebrews 9:27 says, And as it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment. Child of God, if judgment came for disobeying angels, how much more will judgment come for not taking heed to the very word of the living God? See, God has promised us a way through his son, Jesus Christ, in order for us to come back in right standing with him. Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday, today, and forevermore. So, beloved, again for a reminder, if you neglect the offer of salvation being extended to you right now, how shall you ever escape the judgment? Because there is no escape. People of God, in the Christian life, we must go. We must go on listening to God's word in Jesus. We must have a teachable heart. We must take heed and consider Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And we must do this very attentively, very closely, being attentive to what is being said. So give heed to what you have heard. You see, the mark of the Christian, the true mark of a child of God, is that he or she does not drift wrong. Once we see that we is out of alignment with God's will and way for our life, it's our responsibility to repent before him. It is our responsibility to go to God in prayer and ask him to deliver us, ask him to strengthen us, and bring us back in right standing with him. Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 24, take heed to what you heard. Measure you use, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that heard shall more be given. So brothers and sisters in Christ, give careful attention to what you heard. God's truth will be understood in proportion to one's attention to it and the study of it. So listen very carefully. Give heed to Jesus' teaching. Yes, beloved, believer in Christ, the word of God, it is a lamp for our feet and a light on our path. You see, the word of God, it makes us wise. It makes us wise for salvation. And it trains us in righteous living before God. You see, the reward, it produces or directly proportional to the effect we give to it in carefully listening and understanding God's word. So, beloved, the word of God, it is like a gift that keep on giving. Beloved, one of the best ways to learn and to grow in God's word is to study it and teach it to others. Take heed to what you have heard. We just hope and pray there was something that was said through the word of God tonight. Amen. That really touched your heart and really took heed. Take heed to what it said. Consider what it said here tonight. Amen. Because God wants us to be about our Father's business. He wants us to be attentive. He wants us to be productive for him in his work here on earth. Precious Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you. We thank you for everyone that under the sound of my word that have heard the word today, tonight. We just ask and pray that through the word of God, that encouragement will come to their soul, that they'll go on a little bit further in 2021. Hallelujah, with you as we lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you are not saved, this is the time to get right with God. This is the time to come back to him. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. But it's up to us as God's people to take heed to what we have heard and what we have learned and understand and understood through the word of God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Here tonight, a very special and close relationship with him. Thank God again for those that are listening in, those that will be listening at a later date. We just praise the Lord for you and thank God that God knows, hallelujah, that what is needed in your life as well as mine is to hear his word and to be doers of his word. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us, amen, at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, you can get in touch with us at Busted Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. God's willing, Jesus, Terry. Amen. We'll meet again on this Friday night. Amen. Same time at 6 p.m. Go out and tell a friend about the teaching. Amen. Keep praying for us, and we'll pray for you. God bless.